Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Two construction workers have been hurt in a wall collapse at a worksite on the Lower East Side. Our Juliet Papa is there.
That's right, Larry. I'm here at 60 Norfolk Street here on the Lower East Side, where it appears that they were taking down these outer structural walls of a building. I believe this was a synagogue that was damaged or destroyed by fire several years ago, but this was a place under development. But this area, this building here, was getting torn down. So we can see from where we're standing here that some of the brick wall apparently fell down, and it looks like the whole scaffolding that was on it fell down. Two workers were trapped, but they were rescued. They were taken to an area hospital here, not sure which one at this point, but it does not appear that there are any injuries at this time. However, the fire department, EMTs here remain at the scene. There is somebody here standing by with a stretcher, but nobody is on it. So everything is sort of standing down at this point, but they remain on the scene probably to determine how they're going to shore up this wall. It does not appear at this point that anybody else has been hurt. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds from Norfolk Street.
Students are being told to be extra cautious after a student was sexually assaulted in a dorm room on the Piscataway campus of Rutgers University in the middle of the night over the weekend.
At 7:30 on a Sunday morning, not many students were stirring in the Quad 2 dorm. But then the predator attacked, and suddenly campus police were knocking on doors. This student tells Eyewitness News,
"That's really alarming that they got into the building, let alone her room. It's really scary."
Police say the predator may have entered the building through a door that was left propped open. Or perhaps the predator had his own key. This student tells reporters,
"He's known around in the quads. He's known everywhere, knows his face."
Rutgers police are reminding students to keep their room doors locked. The victim's was unlocked. John Montone, 1010 Winds in Piscataway.
Police are searching for some thieves who've been burglarizing cars and parking lots in College Point, Queens. They've counted five incidents over the past 2 months on 132nd Street. The thieves break into vehicles and steal cash and credit cards. Detectives have come up with some surveillance camera photos of the suspects. Those photos will be going up soon at 1010winds.com. Some teens don't want their parents or others to know they are vaping, and the industry has been helping them out with e-cigarettes disguised as other items: watches, phone cases, backpacks. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says enough. He's calling on the FDA to put a halt to disguised e-cigs. The FDNY responded to an unusual emergency at the East River NYCHA houses on 105th Street in Manhattan yesterday. A man described as heavy said had pushed a washing machine onto the elevator, and the elevator, now over the weight limit, got stuck between the first and second floors. There was no way out for the man, so firefighters cut their way through a wall to reach him. That took about 2 hours. He refused medical attention. President Trump has decided to look for other bookings for his golf resort in Miami during next year's G7 summit.
Saturday night, President Trump blamed media and crazed Democrats for his relenting. He will not host next year's G7 summit at Trump National Doral Resort in Miami. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday,
"He still considers himself to be in the hospitality business, and he saw an opportunity to take the biggest leaders from around the world, and he wanted to put on the absolute best show. And I think we were all surprised at the level of pushback. I think it's the right decision to change. We'll have to find someplace else.
On Thursday, though, Mulvaney accepted the idea of congressional Democrats likely to investigate the president, effectively awarding a government contract to himself. But Republicans and some of the nations involved were not thrilled either. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Medicare for All is an intriguing idea that the Democrats have been batting around, but who's going to pay for it? In a town hall last night in Iowa, Senator Elizabeth Warren promised to put out a funding plan over the next few weeks, but she says one thing's for sure.
If you make it big, I mean really big, I mean 0.1% big, pitch in 2 cents so everybody else gets a chance to make it in this country. 2 cents.
All she said in last week's debate was that costs would go down for middle-class families and taxes on the wealthy and big corporations would take care of most of the financing. It's a common tradition at weddings and other celebrations, a release of helium-filled balloons. But some state lawmakers say it's time to ground most of them. State Senator Alessandra Biaggi of the Bronx wants to make it illegal to release more than 25 standard latex balloons within a 24-hour period. And foil-covered Mylar balloons would be verboten completely. Biaggi says what goes up eventually comes down. Birds and other animals mistake the latex balloon remnants for food or they get tangled up in balloon ribbons. The Mylars can conduct electricity, and they've been known to cause power outages if they come into contact with power lines. A similar bill was introduced last winter by State Assemblyman Steve Englebright of Suffolk County. At least 5 other states already prohibit the release of balloons. The Museum of Modern Art proudly announced its reopening yesterday after a 4-month, $450 million expansion and renovation. Officials say there's a lot more elbow room now for guests to view art collections, including those by Monet, Picasso, Warhol, and Pollock. MoMA's new wing extends into a new building next door and provides 40,000 square feet of additional gallery space, a 30% increase.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.